We're going to jump in. This is Patriots Friday. We're going to talk with Wes Welker, who stood us up last week, or who hung up on us last week in the middle of a great conversation.
That is not true.
That is so accurate.
In Florida, I'm telling you, it's terrible. You know, by the water there, it's a bad deal. You know, so I got cut off. I didn't have your number again. I couldn't call back. I apologize, but totally not my fault.
You watch baseball, Wes?
I'm just giving you a hard time. That's all. Yeah, Michael Felger joins us today. Dale Arnold is in Tampa for Game 6 Red Sox-Rays series. Have you been keeping up with this at all, Wes?
I have. I heard you all talk about Dr. Gill sitting there. How unathletic do you look?
No, he made the play. I think that was him. If it's not him, I apologize. It was a guy who was, you know, challenged in the hair department. It looked just like him from behind.
Right.
And he.
I think it was him.
He made the play cleanly, turned around, and, like, showed the ball to the fans. Like, yeah, I got it. It's great.
So what do you expect to happen in this?
He got lucky. You know, 9,900 times he dropped that thing, I'm telling you.
What do you expect to happen in this series, Wes?
You know, I mean, it's interesting, you know. I mean, coming back from a game like that, it's got to be pretty psychologically for the Devil Rays. I mean, it's got to be kind of tough to come back from a loss like that. But, you know, you got two games to go, so hopefully you know, the Sox can pull it out and get a little momentum going.
Well, how do you do it? How do the Patriots do it after coming off of that loss, that horror show?
Yeah, I mean, we're just, you know, trying to put it behind us and move forward to this week. And, you know, that's kind of our game plan of just, you know, moving on and realizing it's a long season and we just need to continue to improve and get better each week. And that's all that we can do and all. You know, all that's really on our mind.
How do you do that as a pro athlete? And, you know, keep it with Tampa, you know, if you will. I know, you know, do you have a big film session and just have one meeting where you just yell, you know, primal scream therapy and just get it out of your system? Or do you totally ignore it and pretend like it never happened? What's the approach?
No, I mean, you watch a film and get better on it, you know. You know, if it just kind of depends on the coaches, you know. If they feel like a yell session's in need, then you need to do that. If not, then, you know, it's something where we just got to look at the film and realize that, you know, we need to improve and get better each day and that we, you know, have a lot of things to work on. And then, you know, a lot of that stuff is stuff that we can learn from and some plays that happen that, you know, hopefully don't happen again.
I know coaches and players talk about yards being left on the field. When you go back to the San Diego game and look at the film, did you feel like from your position and your perspective that there were any yards out there that you didn't take advantage of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always going to be yards out there. You know, I had a drop pass there late in the game. You know, that's one that comes to mind definitely. But, you know, there's always yards out there and you know, you just got to continue to, you know, do what you've been doing you know, and improve on what you've been doing. So, you know, that's our mindset and what we're taking into this week.
So now you're back on the right side of the country. How has that adjustment been from being on the West Coast for a couple of weeks?
It's been nice, you know, being able to, you know, stay at your house and stay in your own bed and things like that. You know, it's been nice to get back to that. You know, it was a nice little mix-up to, you know, stay in California and whatnot, but you know, I'm glad to be, you know, in my own house, my comfort zone. I have my routine and everything like that. So it's nice to be back in that routine.
Well, Wes, it's too bad we didn't get a chance to see you today. You usually have some chips or some fruit that you're not willing to share with us. At least during a phone conversation, we don't expect anything from you. That's okay.
Well, y'all don't let me have any of your donuts that you keep around, so I'm guessing we're calling it even.
Yeah, okay, it's even. Hey, Wes, good luck on Monday night against the Broncos.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good one, fellas.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take care.
That's Wes Welker, New England Patriot wide receiver.